The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope. Before this show is over, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't, if we sit on our blessed assurance. Please stop doing that. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Here's your best answer. Here you go. Ready? 'Cause. Okay. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. Wow. So, here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Oh, this is such a good one. This is a really good question. Here we go. Here's a question I'm asking. What saying, scriptural or spiritual, is on your wall or your desk right now? That's right. What's the saying? What's this say? So when we first got to Texas, ours was Joshua 1:9. But I'm just saying, what scripture or what spiritual saying is on your wall right now or on your desk right now? It turns out that Al had the same one I did. Ha! Wow! Anyway, look it. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's sad. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammy Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and evening with no drama.
Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. As Jacob has learned, as he has been with me for the last 6+ months, and when we do something dumb or I do something dumb, I often confess it or acknowledge it because it's just the reality. So he helped me record today on 2 more chapters. It was super good, except as I was reading part of it, I was noticing, seems a little bit off. It turns out I was reading an older version that was about 8 years old. Or 7 years older, so he did bear with me, but I did do boo-boo. You know, it's against what happens. Like, whoops.
Hey, it's okay. I hadn't started editing it yet, so there's
that,
not much time wasted.
This shows you how much like I am, just like Yogi Bear, because I just made a little boo-boo. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that does happen, folks, to Christians and everybody else. Like, oops, did that wrong. In the meantime, back to our question. That's a pretty good question. What saying, scriptural or spiritual, is on your wall or your desk right now? So we gave you a phone number that you could reach us with. I want to now give you the text number. So if you're in San Diego, where it's 1136, if you're in Denver, where it's 1236, Dallas, where it's 136, or in Detroit, where it's 236, you can reach out to us by texting 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483. I see the paint. It is drying.
Anyway, just making sure you know that there is a way to reach us that way as well. And additionally, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D. Well, that's how you spell David. But the key is at, the A with the goofy thing, hemustincrease.org. So it's all one thing, David at hemustincrease.org. So you can call us, 972-445-0770. You can text us, 214-210-8483, or you can email us. Why would you do that? Well, maybe you've got a praise report to share. Maybe you just want to tell us what scripture or what spiritual saying you have on your wall or your desk. Maybe you've got something going on. You need prayer. You need people to gather behind you, and you're just not sure about it. Maybe you got a question. If it's simple, 2 + 2 = 4, no matter what the woke people say, you can go with that as well. You can do any of those things. We want you to have that opportunity because the idea behind the show is for us to encourage one another. You think, well, that seems like a pretty easy approach. Well, in today's society and world, it's not so easy. And sometimes we have to take extra effort to be encouraging to one another. We believe that Hebrews 10:25 applies to all of us, so that we might strengthen and encourage one another as we see the day of Christ getting closer and closer. And that's one of the things that we want to do. So it doesn't matter where your denominational loyalties lie. It matters where your divine loyalties lie. And if you are fully committed to our Heavenly Father and yielded and seeking and pursuing our Lord Jesus Christ and trying to walk in the direction, the correction, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, if you are of the same dad, blood relatives, and drinking of the same spirit, well then, by golly, we're brothers and sisters in the Lord, and you might as well get to know us now because we're going to have all eternity to spend together. Isn't that great? So let's do that. Let's be a blessing to one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's love one another. Remember what Jesus said? This commandment I give you, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, which is substantially stronger than loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Have you not figured that out yet? Maybe we should figure that out. So we have all those opportunities. We do have somebody that is on the line that does want to call in. I have no idea what it's about, so let's find out, unless we can get like free coupons from this person. Send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Bobby. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bobby. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, and it reminded me the last two houses, usually on a window or something that faces the road, I put down the same verse, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge, so I will reject them.
Excellent, and, excellent verse, by the way.
I painted it on the side of my garage on this last house I moved into 8 years ago, so... that's one of my favorite verses because people reject the Bible all the time because they don't want to read it. And I'm telling them, you don't reject what God gives you.
Exactly right, brother. That is exactly right. And what's powerful about that is it is so true. In fact, in the book that I just wrote, it's one of the premises is people don't respond to people. Christians don't respond to other people when people say things that are goofy because they don't know. And it's like, well, yeah. Wait, that's a responsibility that we have as Christians to know. And then for people who are not Christians, they have a responsibility to honor and to respect the testimony of the Lord. And the people of God, because they're not in it, sometimes get run over. And that's just a bad way to be, man. That's the wrong thing to do. If we're supposed to break the power of lies, then we need to know the truth in order to do that.
That's right. That's it, yep.
Exactly.
Well, you have a good day. God bless you. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, and God bless you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent job. Excellent phone call. See, I love stuff like that. See, and people have all the different ones to get. I know there's a lot of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6ers out there. That's right. I know that. The Joshua 1:9, this is what it says. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Yeah, that's good too, right? I mean, how good are these? You think about these verses, like it's not the only verses, but they're the ones that really stick with us, right? And look at this. This is from Joy Ann and Cordelia. Therefore, be also ready. For in such an hour as we think not, the Son of Man cometh. Whoa, is that true? Right? I mean, we're not even thinking that the Lord's going to come and nothing's going to take place. But guess what? Rongo bongo. We better be on top of it. We better be aware. We better be connected. Because the Lord's going to come at a moment you don't even think. And I got a message for you. This will be mind-blower. He comes at different times in different situations. So therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. He's coming. You better get ready. Matthew 24:44. I think that's Matthew 24:44. I'm pretty sure that's right. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is these are encouragers. Right? Do we got somebody else that wants to? Oh, well, then let's let them come. Send them on through. Let's have the fun in the word. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Talking to Sally, your 92-year-old.
How you doing, Sally, a 92-year-old young woman?
Well,
how are you?
Good as a fiddle and twice as twangy.
Bless your heart. So tell me, do you have a passage that you have on the wall or a saying that you have on the wall, something that you kind of live by or walk by?
It's in the bathroom, and it says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Boy, what a great song that is, by the way.
It's
just absolutely phenomenal. And that's exactly right. That reality that Jesus Christ is our Savior, our hope, and that he lives and pushed past death, that gives us the ability to go on yet another day because we know we're stepping closer and closer to being in his presence all the time.
Oh, I'm still here. I'm waiting to go anytime, but I'm still here, so.
Well, praise the Lord.
93 pretty soon.
Yeah, well, pre-happy birthday. Now, where are you calling from, Sally? Are you in, what city are you in?
Well, I was in Glen Heights, but now I'm in Midlothian.
Okay. Wow, good for you. Actually, we looked around there for some of our move. We looked in that area. So that is phenomenal, and I am so blessed that you called, and I want to say this to you. Thank you. Thank you for blessing me and the audience with what you shared.
Well, I pray for you every day.
Thank you so much. And I need those prayers.
And all your people, I don't know what happened to your leg, but I hope it's better.
No, we got, you know, it's the thing about radio, people come in, people come out, people come in, but the Lord, I just trust the Lord to move all the pieces. That's what I do. I just move the pieces, Lord. I'm just here to be a part of it, right?
Well, God bless you, and you take care of yourself and everybody.
All right, God bless you as well. Thank you,
bye-bye.
Sally. Bye-bye. Wonderful. See how much fun that is. See, you don't have to be, you know, you just been share. That's so good. Right? It's just an awesome thing. I mean, I know you got, listen, I'm gonna drive home on this one. I'm going to drive the car in this one. Vroom, 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 vroom. Okay, you know I'm going to do trivia in a bit. But listen, if you've got a passage that you have that you use, I mean, it's so important. So in my car, when I first became a Christian in the earlier days, I had the little metal plate. I had a little metal saying, right? And in the metal saying, that's where it said, and that's where I've lived this for years and years, you know, do your best, pray that it's blessed, and let Jesus take care of the rest. Now, I know other people are like, well, you know, pray it's blessed. Do they want to change the order? Okay, that's fine. Great. Do your best before the Lord. Pray that it's blessed, and then let go. He'll take care of the rest. for me, who's a kind of a control-y guy, that's great stuff. Because I can just let it go. There you go, Lord. You do it. In fact, one of the things the Lord's really been challenging me in, and I think you guys can understand that, and move and trying to coordinate this and make this happen and double-check this and triple-check this. Sometimes you got to just stop that. And you know what? I've done the best I can, Lord. It's up to you. Help me out. It's not that I'm not doing due diligence. It's that sometimes wait, let's see if anybody who's a type A personality understands this. Sometimes you overdo due diligence. Yeah, I know it's true. We all do it. It's okay. So I love that question, by the way. We might have to ask that again. What is that? Now, listen to this. What is that saying, scriptural or spiritual, that's on your wall or desk right now? Some people have the calendars where you flip the calendars and there's a new scripture every day or the scripture for the month. All that stuff. We use that stuff, the scriptures, the encouragements to help us stay mindful of the Lord. Because in this world, with all the stuff that goes on, it's just a reality check that the enemy tries to distract us, discourage us, defeat us. He tries to do all these things, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And the world systems, they will come and they will go, and the cultures will come and go, and politicians will come and go, and people aren't going to like this, but it's true. Countries will come and go, but the truth will endure forever, and Jesus is the truth. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but through him. It's like, okay, there you go. I was like, well, I don't understand the theology. Did you understand that no man comes to the Father by him? Yes. Okay, do that. I know, that's oversimplistic. But sometimes, and the scripture does say, don't be removed from the simplicity that's in Christ. It's in Jesus. That's the answer. So whatever those sayings are, they're cool. There's nothing wrong with them. They're great. It's not people. There's some legalists in Christian realms. That's idolatry. No, it's not. You're supposed to put these things. In fact, they're supposed to be on the front of your door from Jewish tradition. There's the Torah, and it's a little thing that's a emblem of the Torah, and you put that on your door so that when you enter into your home and when you exit, that the Word of God, God's law, God's truth, God's declaration is there in your heart and mind as you walk in and as you walk out. It's like, yep, that's how it's supposed to go, right there. Wow, how much fun was that? That was fun. Okay, now let's do our trivia question. Let's see if we can get that going on that one. Here we go. Here it is. All right. Oh, wait. Deb has one, so I just want to say what Deb's is. Deb uses, out of the Message, Ephesians 1:11, it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Oh, that's a good translation of that. That's a really good one. It's in Christ we find out who we are and what we're living for. I'll tell you, when you really find these things out, you find out that all the stuff the world tells you you should be is not what it is that God's telling you to be. It's like, okay. The more you're like Jesus, the more you die to the world, but the more you live to God. Yay! Okay, that's a great thing. Here's your first trivia question. You guys should get this. I'm going to tell you right now. It's in 1 Samuel 16:7. 1 Samuel 16:7. Listen to what I'm going to say. You got to fill in the blank. It's a good one. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the blank. Get that one? That's a good one. 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the... And there you go. You got to fill in the blank. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Ooh, or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, but I'm not going to hammer all of the stuff I always hammer. Here it is. On the website, place to give, new book information, place to put a praise report, place to put a prayer request. Lots of encouraging information on the website. We want you to check it out. We hope it's a blessing for you. Go to it and check it out. HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
And I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he helped Joshua fight the battle of Jericho. Yes. He helped Daniel get out the lion's den. He helped Gilligan get off the island. Lord.
It's just... I'm sorry, that's brilliant. Don't tell me that's not brilliant. This is the problem is there's so many people, there are so many legalistic Larrys or Lorettas. We got to kind of pull that back just a little, okay? And I'm not dissing anybody named Larry or Loretta. That just connects to the L for legalism. Hey, that's funny. He helped Gilligan get off the island. Oh, my goodness. All right, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this. I'm going to key in on this because I love this, okay? So in our house, we have multiple scriptures, and multiple sayings, okay? We even have, you know, one that, you know, life is better with a dog. I mean, we have that. So I'm just saying, right? I mean, Bert thinks it's great. I'm just saying, so just leave that there. But we have all these, and the reason that they're there are to remind us. And you know what they remind us of? Think of all these things, how we've talked about all these things. So the Lord's coming when you don't think he's coming. And if we got to remember that our success is in the Lord and he's with us wherever we go. And that we need to be aware that without the right knowledge, you know, people perish. And we need to, you know, I mean, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Think about all these things. They are all scriptural sayings, inspirational sayings to help us do what? What is the goal? Why do you have stuff on your wall? Why do you have stuff on your desk? Why do you have stuff in these different places? Why do you lean to Ephesians 1:11? Why are these things important? Why is it important to remember Ephesians 3:20? Him who was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or imagine. Why is that important? Because it keeps us connected to the Lord. It keeps us mindful of God. One of the things that people don't tend to remember, and it's something I'm just going to bring up real fast, and that is in Colossians chapter 3, listen to this, verse 1 and 2, super important, it says this, If you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your mind on things above. It tells you in the scripture how to seek. You know, we're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. How do you seek? Do you pull out a magnifying glass and go looking around like Sherlock Holmes? No. Colossians 3, 1 and 2 tell you how to seek. It says, if you're raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Verse 2, set your mind on things above. You seek things by setting your mind to it, by setting your heart to it, by thinking, by concentrating, by focusing, by being aware of it, by giving mind time to it. We're not trying to promote positive thinking. We're not trying to promote anything. We're trying to promote biblical thinking processes. Just think the way that God teaches us to think. And it's like, look, all of those things keep us focused on the Lord. If you are encountering struggle, and then you go to Isaiah 26:3, where it tells us, it teaches us. So now, why is that important to know, you know, these different sayings and these different elements? Because when you go to something like Isaiah 26:3, and you find out that what it has to say can help you in your life, here's what it says. It says this. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. That's why. That's why we have these sayings. That's why these encouragements are important. That's why you should have them in your car and in your house. And that's why they used to put them, the phylacteries used to be on the forehead and on the arm or on the wrists or the hands, because everything you think about and everything you put your hands to should be flowing through the Word of God. And when we keep ourselves in focus on the Lord and our mind is stayed upon him, we remain in peace. When we focus on our circumstance or on our situation, we forfeit the peace. What did Peter do when he took his eyes off of Jesus on the water? What happened to Peter when he took his eyes off of Jesus and noticed the winds and the waves? He sank. By the grace of God, Jesus picked him up. He was so close, he just reached out. But when he had his focus on Jesus, what did Peter do? Walked on top of the water. That's why. That's why we do this. Get it? All right, back to that trivia question. The Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. He looks on the inside. He knows everything about you inwardly. Oh, yeah, he still chose you. Isn't that nice of him? All right, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Detroit, go to HeMustIncrease.org. Hit the Listen Live button. If you're in Texas or living on that or listening on the app, hang out. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. This is one of the first verses in my Christian faith that I learned. Which is, you know, you don't think about it, but when I first became a Christian, people would share this verse with me, and I didn't know why. I was going to find out why, because God was going to set me free from a lot of drug use, but I didn't know then what was going on. I was like, oh, I keep hearing this verse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So now in our society, you say the word slavery and people start going, and then everybody starts freaking out. You know what? We're never going to change what the gospel is, and the gospel is the reality, the truth. We're not going to alter it for culture. We're not going to say it differently so people aren't offended. If you're offended, turn the radio off, okay? That's your answer. You've got fingers. Use them. Here's you got the ability to turn it on. You got the ability to turn it off. Here's the bottom line. Every one of us, before Jesus Christ, was in bondage to sin. Every one of us. Now that we are in Jesus Christ, we are free from the penalty of that sin, and the Lord is working in us the process to overcome that sin practically. We've talked about it multiple times. You understand salvation from a little bit of a, you know, multiple scripture point of view. Scriptures talk about salvation being past tense. Scripture talks about salvation being present tense. And scripture talks about salvation being future tense. But the only way that could happen is if, watch this, salvation is past tense, present tense, and future tense. See, it's the only way it can happen is because that's what it says. And so in that, we need to understand that from the past point of view, we are free from the penalty of sin. Yay! Currently, we're going through what is called sanctification, where we're being delivered. We're delivered from the power of sin, and we're learning in our own lives we don't have to live for sin. And then eventually, when we're with the Lord forever and ever, we will be free from the presence of sin, and there won't be any evil, any bad, any yucky. Okay? Cool. In the meantime, while the justification, while the penalty for sin is done, while the freedom is there, the sanctification process is the one where he makes you look like Jesus, now that he's pronounced you to be like Jesus, and that's the one you got to fight through. That's the one that you have to go, you know what, I'm free. I just don't have to do that. I don't have to. That, therefore, becomes a responsibility. Because the scripture says, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery, which means that you can. But if you do, it'll be your choice.
The David Spoon Experience.